Hello, and welcome to the Music Post. I'm Sam Post, and today is our first quick interlude in between some longer, more in-depth episodes, which, if you didn't realize, are a nightmare to put together for someone who has no prior expertise or experience in putting audio together. That is me. The last episode was all about improvisation, and I strongly encourage you to go listen to it. Improvisation is fascinating and incredible in its own way, but today I'm going to tell you about a piece that, in contrast, was made with painstaking, obsessive care over every little detail and took much longer to put together. I think it was worth all that time because the whole structure is balanced perfectly, and I think that's probably the most difficult thing to do in an improvisation is to come up with something that makes sense as a coherent whole, though certainly not impossible by any means. And there's also this question of whether people really listen for structure in music, or whether they're mostly hearing things moment by moment and not keeping much memory of what they heard and much expectation of what's going to come next. I hope that people do listen for that, and I hope that you do, especially after today. Although this piece isn't exactly large in scale, it'll give you some sense of what I mean, hopefully. So I'm going to tell you about the basic outline of this piece, which on one level at least is pretty simple, and I think you'll be able to get it after just a few minutes. And hopefully by the end, you'll love it as much as I do. But I might be a little biased. Here we go. Okay, so the reason I said I was biased is because I wrote this piece that you're gonna hear. Don't leave, I swear, it's good. But seriously, I wrote these six pieces that were inspired by pieces my piano students were playing. One of these pieces is called Under the Green Apple Tree, which is a goofy name. It's a Russian folk song, and it goes like this. So this little piece and the piece I wrote that's inspired by it, when you zoom out, they really only have two important harmonies. There's this one with it has this settled feeling because it's the home harmony where we start the piece and where we end. And for those who know a little music theory, it's called the tonic. These are all the same harmony, just moved around the keyboard. And then there's this one, which holds the tension. Which is called the dominant. And it has this expectation of coming back to the original one because of the tense feeling. Wants to go back there. So to get a sense for the difference between these two and that expectation, listen to this. Now hopefully you feel a little unsatisfied that I stopped right there because it doesn't quite sound like a proper ending. Sounds like a question that needs an answer, that it needs some resolution from here to here. So this type of phrase ending is called open. Now listen to the next part. Now that should sound much more like a proper ending, like a complete thought because of how it ended on the settled harmony, the home key. Now notice that those two opposing phrases were actually identical up until the very end, but their endings endowed them with a completely opposite meanings, different meanings. And this ambiguity happens similarly in spoken and written language, which reminds me of a funny story. When I was in high school, at the peak of my fame, I was interviewed for the Washington Post, and in the story, the very end, my closing line that they decided to put in for me was this sentence, quote, "I like music more than most people," end quote. And maybe you don't even realize that, but it's a really ambiguous sentence that has these two different meanings. So to illustrate that, what I really should have said was one of the two following sentences instead. I like music more than most people do, or I like music more than most people because most people are annoying. Obviously, what I meant was the first one, but a lot of people decided to read it the other way, and accordingly, I sounded pretty conceited. So just like in the musical phrase we heard before, the ending here casts a different meaning over what came before and forces our hand, forces us into a certain interpretation. And this is this important idea, although a little controversial, I think, in music cognition and linguistics, that we don't just hear and process things one word or one note at a time, but rather we store these groups of notes, groups of words in memory, available to be interpreted and reinterpreted later based on what we hear later. This is just a long-winded way of saying in this piece and in lots of music, there are basically two types of phrases, open and closed. And then there are also two more types based on what harmonies the phrase starts on and what it emphasizes. But it's luckily the same two harmonies, the settled one, the home key, the tonic, and this other harmony that holds tension, the dominant. That's your 3-minute music theory tutorial for the day. You might be surprised to learn that these really basic principles describe a lot of the phrasing that happens in tonal music over a span of 200, 300 years. Now, before we get into it, let me just play you the main idea from the original one more time so you'll hear it more clearly in the expanded version. Basically, it boils down to 4 descending notes like this. Pretty simple, right? It's just modified in a couple of basic ways. We have these repeated notes, and then the third group is actually expanded into this quick little circle. If you've listened to prior episodes, you know one of the main ways that music develops is by taking these ideas and changing them in subtle but recognizable ways to challenge the listener as the piece goes along, and this piece is no exception. Now let me play you some of this piece, and I'll point out what type of phrase we're hearing as we go along. We start out, of course, on the home harmony. Open ending. Repeat. But closed ending. Now listen for the main idea in the alto. Closed ending, and now we restart on our tension harmony, the dominant, here. Closed ending again, restart. Open ending this time, and we're back to the home harmony. Open ending, and back. Closed ending. So that makes a nice little complete unit. And now in the next section of the piece, we're going to get this long, more extended buildup over the tension harmony like this. It keeps going and building, and then an open ending on the same harmony, which is going to bring us back to our home harmony, of course, only with this extended tension. We arrive back with more sense of relief. Also in this section, you'll hear that main idea. Instead of going down, it goes up this way. So here's how it goes. There's our open ending, and we're back home. Open ending. And a nice closed ending. The piece could have easily ended there, but we're going to do it all again with this long buildup of tension over our tension harmony, only it's going to be twice as good this time. There's a little change. Instead of this repeated note, we get... So this time, more pleading, more sighing, and also the soprano voice is going to join the alto voice in that main idea in canon this way. notice as this phrase goes on, there's more and more motion, less and less of this da 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 da, and more just flowing as we come back one final time to our home harmony, and it's a really nice effect. It just very triumphant, but also really joyous. There's our open ending, bringing us home. And now we're back to those repeated notes for the big final triumphant finish. That's the end, and that's the basic idea. I may have glossed over some subtleties. Now let's listen to the whole piece uninterrupted and enjoy it. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. You can reach me at samueljpost@gmail.com, and you can listen to all episodes of The Music Post on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever, or samueljpost.com/podcast, as you like it. Happy Independence Day to all the Americans out there. Happy summer to the rest of you, well, in the Northern Hemisphere, and happy winter, I guess, to those of you in the Southern Hemisphere. Thanks for listening. And I hope you'll join me next time on The Music Post.